Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews, and now here's Larry.
Welcome back, everybody. We're excited about this show. We always are coming into here, but we've got a good one, and Randy is back with us. He missed last show.
Yeah, I was out on the lake a little bit.
Yeah, I told him that you made up some sorry excuse, I said, but I think he lied to me, and he's probably out on a crappie hole.
I might have some video next time.
I don't care about the video. Just have me a fish fry.
So. Yeah, I know it. But hey, we're going to eat steak tonight.
That's right, and we're going to be excited about that. Hey, as you can see, folks, if you are watching video, well, I've got on the new podcast Term Limits T-shirt. And so let me once again remind you, I got them in stock. Those of you that have already ordered them, we've already shipped a lot of them out to you. But if you would like to have one, just send me an email. This is all you have to do. It's free. I'm giving you a free T-shirt, okay? So if you want one of these T-shirts, just simply send me an email to LarryB@LarrysRRR.com and tell me whether you're listening to podcast or YouTube, Rumble, Spotify, X, whatever you watch our show or listen to our show on, tell us the platform that you're on, give us your name, give us your address, and what shirt size you would like, and we'll drop it in the mail. We'll pay for all the shipping. It's just free. We'd just love to know that you're out there listening or watching us. And so if you want one of these T-shirts, let me know, and we'll get it right away.
Cool.
I've got a bunch of them to give away.
They got the good ink, right?
Oh, yeah. We
hey,
got it
all
fixed.
I want to know something. How did it, last week now, how did you like it just talking straight to the camera and to our audience?
Well,
how'd you like that?
Let me say that we missed you, first of all, but you didn't miss us. I know that out on the crappie hole. But I can tell you that it was fun. I'll do it one way or the other. And, we do have a little bit of a format coming up. I'm not going to give it away, but we're going to do more shows than just one a week and going to change up some stuff. But, Randy, we did miss you, but it was a pleasure to just look into the camera and, hey, give people for it.
Very good.
Now, I will admit that last week I started the show by telling you that these federal judges are driving me crazy. And, folks, nothing has changed. The liberals are making their own laws. They're overreaching so that they can interrupt Trump from fixing America. The liberal activist judges are still on the warpath, and they're doing all kinds of things. They're abusing their power. Simply put, these judges are acting illegally, and they're playing politics. So you say, well, what is Trump up against? Well, that's the name of our show, Robed Politician Problem. So I'm going to show you this 3-minute video clip, listen to it, and then we'll come back and discuss some things.
All right, let's see if we can get it going here.
On vacation. The case was filed at 2:30 in the morning. Somehow he ended up with that case. He wasn't the emergency judge on duty. So I think this requires further investigation and legislation.
So let me get that straight, because I'll quote you on that, because that is news to me and maybe a lot of other people, too. If he wasn't the emergency judge who would naturally matriculate into that position on this, he just gets to pick himself and say, well, I'm the favorite. Let me go do this case against Trump.
He's the chief judge, and he inserted himself. That doesn't happen. The emergency judges, 100% of the time, get those cases. So he could have been tipped off that this was going to be filed, and while on vacation, he took the case. So again, this speaks to, I think, the very aggressive, unusual, and unprecedented measures that these activist judges are taking to insert themselves. Ultimately, they're not going to be right. The Supreme Court's going to slap them down. But the Judicial Conference, Chief Justice Roberts ought to look at this, and we also, the Article I branch, I intend to file legislation to make sure this randomness, which is supposed to happen when these cases are assigned, actually happens. We need more transparency, because right now people don't think it's random at all.
So what I think you are getting at is the politics that potentially are being played, where a judge who may feel a certain way politically may step up against Trump at this point. So it fits right in with a brand new opinion piece titled America Has a Robed Politician Problem, arguing that the left, unable to secure their agenda at the ballot box, has turned to national injunctions as a weapon to engineer outcomes they could not achieve democratically. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, this is really the fundamental difference between a conservative justice and a liberal activist judge. The conservative will view the law as it's written, not how they want it to be. But the liberals, for a very long time in this country, they had control of the Supreme Court. They just made up things. They made up rights that didn't exist to get to a political outcome. Now that you have a more conservative court, they're desperate. They're not in power in Congress anymore. And so I think a lot of these judges are taking it upon themselves to usurp really important power. For example, when President Trump declared a predatory incursion of these criminal violent gangs, he's well within his Article 2 executive power to deport them. He can do that. The judge, by stepping in there, Judge Boasberg, by stepping in the case that we're talking about, he somehow got, said you can't do that. That is like that judge dictating missile strikes or deciding troop movements.
That's powerful.
Those are national security issues. Those are foreign those are powers of the commander-in-chief that the judge doesn't get to do. So the separation of powers works both ways. You don't get to kind of jump into the Article II branch's authority on commander-in-chief power. So I think you're about to see all these cases make their way to the Supreme Court, and I think President Trump's on very firm ground, but we should address these abuses that are happening now every day.
Absolutely. And that's the name of our show, Robed Politician Problem. You know, what is Trump up against? Well, he is up against the robed politician problem. Now, last week, I got to tell you that I was fired up. I couldn't even see straight. I was ranting and raving. My blood pressure was up. I was going after it. And so this week, I'm going to try to stay calm and discuss a few more details with you. Now, as you probably know, that's probably not likely.
Probably not.
But I'll try, and I'm going to try, Randy. But by the way, before I start covering some details, those of you from Missouri, that was Eric Schmidt, your senator from Missouri. You should be very proud of him and call him and thank him for standing up for President Trump and for we the people, us Americans. Now, right before I came on the air, I noticed that I had some information about Congress passing a law that is shutting these judges down. And I hope that it's true. Now, I have not had an opportunity to actually verify that, but I'll throw that out there and hope that it's actually true. But as I was getting ready for this show, I started pulling some reports off of the internet and looking at the United States federal judges. And in the United States, a federal judge is a judge who serves on a court established by Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, you've probably heard from time to time people talk about Article 3 judges. Well, that's the district judges that we hear about all the time. They are nominated by the president. They're confirmed by the Senate. Now, the Constitution, supposedly in some people's minds, they are given a life tenure. Well, I'll touch on that a little bit later, but I just don't particularly care for that because I don't really think that it's true. But here's some things that I talked about, or that I read in this particular report. It says the Constitution does not provide any eligibility criteria such as age, literacy, citizenship, legal education, the legal or bar, or any professional certification or legal justice experience. Now, Randy, I got to tell you, when I read that, I said, oh, this report has got to be false. It's got to be wrong. So I went and started looking at other reports. Well, here's another report. Again, it says there is no constitutional requirement based on age, education, or experience for federal judges. It says that it, while not legally required, a law degree is almost universally recognized as an essential qualification for federal judges. Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah, at least, yeah.
At least
get a degree.
Somebody could appoint you or I.
Hey, I'll do it.
So look, well, I'm sure we could do far better than what's up there right now. So, you know, this is something that I've looked into, and it's just really tough for me to believe that we have such a low bar here. So I went and found another report. Here's another report. Let's see. Gateway Pundit put this out. And let me just kind of read a few facts off of it. It says, a shocking new report reveals that a third of Washington, D.C. district judges were not born in the United States.
Huh. Wow.
And to make matters worse, many of them had no prior experience as judges before being appointed. Mm. Now, in my mind, I've always thought that if you become a district judge, it's because you were in lower courts and had practiced law, you had the law degree, you practiced law as an attorney, then you become a judge and you worked your way on up.
Yeah, don't you promote judges, you know, and that doesn't work that way.
Well, see, that's common sense, Randy. Oh. And as we know,
well,
it's not common.
Thank you very much. At least I have that.
Well, exactly. But, you know, you and I grew up, I'm thinking, both of us probably thought, well, if you become a district judge, that's because you've done a really great job.
Right. Yeah, you haven't been other judges.
Folks, you probably thought the same thing. Well, if you thought that or if you disagree with what we just said, well, hop into the comments remarks and leave us a comment on there. I don't mind you disagreeing with us, but if you agree, let us know you're out there. Be sure and get on that page that you're listening to us on, and there's room for comments, so leave them out there. If not, send me an email, and we'll talk about your comments on maybe the next show or something. It says, as recently as the 1980s, when all of these judges were born American. Mm. Okay? Now, somewhere, America took a turn. As recently as the 1980s, all of these judges were born here in America. It says, these judges make decisions on incredibly important issues. Is it... Here's, I guess, what mine would fall back on. Is it too much to ask for Americans to have American judges and experienced judges? Is that too much to ask? Don't you think that we, the people, deserve better than what we're experiencing? So this goes on to, there are 15 active district judges in D.C. Five of them were born in the U.S., or were not born in the U.S., excuse me. One of them in Jamaica, India, Canada, and Trinidad.
Huh. Wow. Where do they get their degree?
I don't know if they have a degree or not. And yet, Tom Tillis, the liberal senator, the rhino senator that turned on the Republican Party, turned on President Trump, turned on we the people.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's something I want to really press in this show and try to from now on. It's not just that they're fighting President Trump. They're fighting we the people. We voted by the millions to give President Trump a mandate to get in there and fix this problem. And I'm telling you, folks, he hit the ground running. From the moment that he took the oath of office, the man sat in the Oval Office for hours signing all of those documents, all those executive orders. But we're being fought on everything. And I say we because it is we, the people, that these liberal judges are fighting. So while we're finding out, a third of all district judges were not born in the United States. Okay? Mm. Who in the world put all these people in? Well, Barack.
Right.
Hussein.
Right.
Obama appointed Tanya Sue. She was born in Kingston, Jamaica. She had no experience as a judge. And according to DOJ's work is to slash the excess government spending, and yet she's the one that is challenging a lot of the DOJ information. Tom Tillis, I bet that you voted for her to actually be confirmed.
Probably.
I guarantee you he did. Go back and look at the records. I didn't have time, but I should have. But Barack Hussein Obama, well, there you go. Here's another one that was born in India. Well, guess who did it? Hussein. He put him in there. So then there were three other foreign-born judges that were nominated by former President Sleepy Joe Biden. He put him in there.
Well, he just did what he was told.
Randy?
He didn't. He didn't know who they were.
Let me take a deep breath because I promised I was going to try to be calm.
Oh.
Okay, but here, let me ask. Is it really too much to ask to have American judges born in America? Is it too much to ask?
It sounds like it is.
Apparently. Well, and the reason you and I both...
Maybe ICE need to check them out.
Well, that could be. That
I heard they were going after Hussein Obama. Knocking on his door, checking his credentials.
Oh, buddy. Oh, man. Wouldn't that make the greatest podcast around? I'm telling you. So we figured out that the Constitution, and I've read the Constitution on Article 3 and Article 2, but it does not actually give any details of what the criteria is. These judges are here to hear cases only for which they're authorized by the United States Constitution and the federal statutes. Now, we just heard on this video clip by a senator that they're overreaching and they're doing things they're not supposed to.
Hmm.
Now, all of this, it also goes on to say that the chief judge of each district court is responsible for overseeing assignments of judges to cases following a written policy. Now, here's what they do. A lot of, for the reasons of impartiality, it's typically done by a random drawing or a rotation.
Okay.
Okay, so I said last show, Boasberg has 4 cases in front of him. Do you think that's random?
No.
Do you think that's by accident?
No.
Why does he have them? Because he's a Trump hater. Because he's an America hater. He is a hater of we the people because he wants to have his way, not Trump's way, not we the people's way. He wants to change America and help bring America to its knees. You say, wow, Larry, you're so wild at some of the statements that you make. Well, aren't these judges acting wild? Aren't these judges doing things that they should not? So the gentleman on the clip said that he wasn't even the emergency judge.
Mm-hmm.
He was on vacation at 2:30 in the morning. This was actually filed. Now, in this report, I'll move on. But in this report, they talk about tenure. Section 1, Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution provides that the federal judges shall hold their offices during good behavior. Now, I'm quoting the Constitution to you. Get it out and read it. I'm sure you got a copy in your drawer, right? A lot of people say that these federal judges have life tenure. Well, that's up for debate because that's not really true. Matter of fact, there are several real scholars, congressional scholars that have debated that and said that is not true. They can be removed. Now, no one wants to see a president be able to just remove a judge for political reasons. I don't want to see that. I'm a right-wing conservative, but I do not want to see that. I don't want to see it for President Trump. I don't want him to have that much power. I don't want a liberal communist like Hussein to have that much power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it on either way. We have to remain balanced here. But they do not have a life tenure. They can be taken out of office. They're only placed there for good behavior. Folks, I've got to tell you, there's enough bad behavior out of these federal judges. We could have and should have started removing a lot of them already.
Mm.
Okay? So I'll move on. Let me just touch base right here. I'm going to skip that one, that report. Here's one. They talk about in this report the salary. These district judges make almost $250,000 a year. Okay? Now, Chief Justice John Roberts has repeatedly pleaded for an increase in their pay. He says they're just not making enough. Oh, that poor thing. Now, some of the, and honestly, here's what I'll tell you. He does have a point. So let me be fair and balanced here. Some of the partners of the leading law firms make far better than $250,000. You take a look at some of these attorneys that are running around.
Right.
They're not running around poor, folks.
Right.
They're not making pocket change. So there are some real partners and even some of the lower attorneys at some of these big law firms, even some of them right here in Little Rock.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're making far more than $250,000.
Sure,
so he's
are.
Complaining, and he might have a legitimate complaint that, hey, us judges are making far less than some of these attorneys. Well, it was always supposed to be the fact that you wanted to serve your people, serve your country.
Yeah.
But, well, there you go.
You know, I heard long time ago, long time ago, I was with doing some ham radio stuff, and we were trying to get antennas on water towers and different things and just all around the state. And somebody said, if you want to get anything done, get a hold of the judge.
Uh-huh.
The judge has the power.
Uh-huh.
The judge. So you think this is just going to be, all of a sudden, it's going to come down to the battle of judges? You think that's where we're headed? The battle of judges for all this?
You know, I don't know, because, you know, the thing of it is I've always thought that the judges was under the rule or thumb of Congress or the president. Shouldn't the president be we say that he's the most powerful person in the world. We're not treating him that way, are we?
Well, I'll tell you, you watch Judge Judy for a while, you see how much power she has.
I'd like to see Judge Judy turn loose on a few of these, okay? And here's the problem. We knew that the left communist Democrats would fight everything. But Randy, I never dreamed that our court systems would be used in such lawfare against us.
Well, it may be their last straw. Hopefully it's their last straw.
I think it probably is. You know, they lost the election, humiliated.
It goes up to the judge. You can't go any higher than that.
Right. Well, and the Supreme Court, they're not doing anything.
Well, nope.
Now, folks, let me just bring this up. Term limits. Some of you probably laughed at my second or third show that we put on the air that said, yes, I'm for term limits, from the dog catcher to the president. Everybody that is elected, everybody that's appointed. And we had a guest sitting right here in front of me that said, are you saying that you'd like to have term limits on the Supreme Court? I said, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Wouldn't you like to have term limits on the Supreme Court right now? I mean, you got a Supreme Court justice that can't even tell you the definition of a woman. I can.
Yeah.
Totally different than me, right. And I won't go into that.
I understand.
But some of them, I mean, and they're so political. So, and I made the statement that they're fighting us, and that's what I'm really meaning. They're fighting us, we the people. They're fighting us. Now, forgive me for being so naive. Forgive me for being so blatantly stupid, because I had a moment of weakness that I began trusting our government. And I thought that once Trump was going to be elected and put into office with this overwhelming mandate, that he was going to be able to go in there and fight against the 12 years of Obama, of Hussein, of Biden and Soros. I thought that he was going to go in there and fight this regime, and that's exactly what he's trying to do. But these judges are trying to stop him.
Well, Congress is not giving him much help either. They're not passing anything. What are they, on vacation?
Well, they are now.
Yeah.
They just got another 4-day vacation because our weak leader, boy, I had to catch myself and clean that one up. But because of the idiot that's in charge, the Speaker of the House,
right.
Another 4-day vacation? I don't know that you and I, we're self-employed and we don't take vacations as much as they do.
No. I barely get a day to go fishing.
I'll tell you what, I was going to try to cut this one short, but let me just I'll tell you what, we'll just stop right there. And we're going to end this show because I'm trying to make these shows shorter for you. But there's going to be a part three about these judges. All right. So I hope you'll come back next week. And we'll certainly close this up on judges.
Yeah, if we can.
Yeah, if we can. Who knows what's going to happen between now and then. Hey, have a great day.
And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.